So one of my favorite things to do at PAX is actually, like, I avoid the long lines in the big games like the Plague.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
there will be good coverage on those games. I'll either buy them or I won't.
Yeah, especially since a lot of those games are coming out in, like, a month. So
yeah, that's true, too.
I'll play that when it gets here.
And, you know, Borderlands will probably be at the show next year as well.
Yeah.
So I've already pre-ordered half the other games. Like, yeah. So one of my favorite things to do at PAX is actually to go around and play the indie games and actually talk to the developers. You know, mm-hmm. they're all there. Mm-hmm. They're all manning the booths, willing to talk to you, eager to talk to you, actually.
Yeah.
So we want to talk about those some, but, you know, sometimes we don't get a full experience of the game. So we want to talk about them, but, you know, be warned that this is just our wacky impression of it. But
yeah.
Monaco.
Yeah, Monaco is a game. It's a multiplayer game. I guess you could probably play it single player as well, but it's a game where you play a group of thieves who basically just go into a location and sneak around in order to steal an item and then get out.
So top down.
Yeah,
it's top down, low res, and it does this really, really cool thing with, like, your sight line.
Yeah, so
so the whole map is, like, gray.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're moving around, like, it will actually, not just, like, your view cone, but it will actually, like, clip your view cone correctly to the things that you're looking at. So if I'm looking through two posts,
mm-hmm.
the area behind those posts will actually be gray as well.
Yeah.
And so when everybody's moving through the map, there's this really cool, like, shadows going everywhere and that kind of
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff. And there's actually, so there are different character classes.
Yeah, so there's, like, things like the gentleman who can disguise himself. There's a hacker who can, it was actually kind of interesting because I think what the hacker does is, I thought it was, like, a security thing where you have, like, alarms and then you can disarm alarms, but I think...
You can hack computers in the game.
Yeah, you can hack computers in the game, but I think what I was looking at, I think it actually also can help reveal parts of the map, because...
Oh, you know what? That's actually true, because someone started hacking a computer and, like, the whole room lit up.
Yeah, that was... I think that was me for a lot of it. I just spent a lot of time hacking when I was the hacker. There's, like,
So, to be fair, like, when we say reveal the map, like, the map is already there. You know what the general, like, shape of it is? Like, you don't know the details, but you know the general shape of it.
Yeah.
So what we're revealing is, again, that view, you're able to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like, you're kind of going in blind a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you don't see things like walls. You can't see where people are, which is important because you want to avoid them. And if they see you, then they will start
chasing you.
Literally,
there is a question mark that will fill up above their head and then turn into a Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
Exclamation point if they actually see you, and then they'll start hunting you down.
Yeah.
Speaking of hunting you down, dogs.
There are dogs that will bite you, and that's no fun.
Yeah. And, like, the sight thing is important, too, because, like, there's actually a whole class, which is the recon class.
Yeah, the lookout.
Yeah, which can see further.
Yeah, and that's... I played that a little bit, and it was easier to follow through the game, especially since there were things like hedge mazes in the game.
Yeah.
There was a guard in the hedge maze, so that made it especially kind of tricky to navigate around.
Yeah. So, I mean, it moves slowly. It's a very deliberate game because you're not supposed to be running into these guards. In fact, most of the characters, unless you specifically pick something up, which is rare, cannot fight back.
Mm-hmm. Also, we should mention you're given certain items like flashbang grenades, in certain cases guns, but they're very limited use items so that you don't abuse it. And that, like, so you can't go around shooting other people willy-nilly. It has to be kind of like a last-ditch thing or very planned out.
I mean, my experience playing that game, I never touched a button. I just moved.
Part
of this is because I didn't know how to play. Because, we didn't get the proper tutorializing that a game would normally give you.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't... I just moved. And so interacting with things in the game is just pushing up against it. So if I want to hack a computer, I just push up against it.
Yeah,
and hacking it.
So
if I want to crack a safe, I push up against it.
And then, like, you push up against it and a meter fills, and then it's done when the meter fills. So
So fundamentally, it is a stealth game, fundamentally.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Top-down stealth game.